This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, October 28th. Well, we've got the cattle markets showing some strength here. We've put in a bottom here a couple sessions ago, and it looks like we're getting some nice follow-through off of that. Some of the months were just pacing sideways, like last week in the feeders, formed a nice little base there. And then you come into this week and you get a reversal up on Monday, get some follow through yesterday. And today so far looks like we're getting some continuation of that upward momentum. It's not huge and it's not a runaway, but it is just inching its way higher. So that's encouraging, especially coming off the kind of sell-off that we had. So I'm looking for this market to have a little bit more in it on the short term. Feeder cattle, they could run at least another couple bucks before you run into minor resistance. The major resistance shows up at about the 135, 136 level on the Jans. On the Novembers, it's around 137. So still a ways to go before you get there. But, you know, a couple bucks a day, we could be there in 2 or 3 days. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes. But at least we're showing some positive numbers as you know, we move forward here. Despite pressure in the stock market, despite the dollar being significantly higher and the grains under pressure, obviously that could be helping the feeder cattle, but by and large, just the cattle complex able to show some positive numbers when the stock market is under this kind of pressure and COVID cases are sky high, that's encouraging, at least in the short term. The box beef values yesterday were mixed. Choice was down 113 at 207, select up 18 at 189. The spread was down 131 at 1803, movement 175 loads. Slaughter rates so far this week were at 232,000 head. It's down 7 from a week ago, but still up about 3,000 over a year ago. The weekly cash summary from last week showed the cash trade around 105. That was down 2 from the previous week and down 5 from a year ago. Dress trade at 164 was down 4 from last week and down 11 from a year ago. Dress weights 844 pounds, that's up 1 on the week and up 18 over a year ago. Steer prices at 134, that down 2 from a week ago and down 17 from a year ago. Rib primals were at 386, that was unchanged from the previous week and down 19 from last year. 90% trimmings at 194, down 3 from the previous week and down 24 from a year ago. So year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter is running 3.8% behind a year ago. Cow slaughter is running 1.4% behind a year ago. Dress weights are up 2.7% and beef production is down 1.2%. Pretty much where we've been for quite a while. I think that, again, as we wrap up October, that we're pretty much out of the window of tighter numbers from the huge drop in placements from this spring. The market obviously was chewing through a lot of those backed up cattle that were ready to go in March and April and May, but packing plant shutdowns backed up those cattle, and it basically took us all summer to get through those. And we could see that because the marketing hole, what it was for a couple months, and yet slaughter weights were significantly higher than a year ago. And even though the numbers were down a little bit. So beef production really didn't back off all that much during these past couple months when that marketing hole would have showed up. And those are those cattle that got backed up, and it just took us that long to chew through those numbers. As we move forward, we should be wrapping up those numbers, hopefully, because we're now going to be moving into the time window of when the placements started to catch up. And you saw some heavy placements in June, July, August that are going to be coming to this market. And they're going to be heavier. They were placed as heavier animals, so they're going to finish a little bit heavier as well, just simply the nature of the frame of the animal. You got a larger frame calf coming in rather than a smaller frame calf. So you're going to continue to see weights stay heavier than a year ago. The numbers are going to start increasing. And if you're heading into a stretch where COVID is starting to be a significant drag on the market, which clearly the stock market thinks it's going to, I think that just spells trouble for the cattle market. We've already seen a pullback here. Yes, and again, we're getting a bounce here, but I think in the bigger picture, as we work into the holidays, and especially into the first quarter of next year, it just seems to me that you're going to have some some pretty significant headwinds as we try to work through that time window, unless the economy can recover. But, you know, restaurant activity is not that great, and I don't see that improving with COVID cases just, you know, just soaring. It's not a good situation. So initially, maybe it's going to be like in the spring, everybody runs to the grocery store, buys what they can. Obviously, that would be supportive short term for the cattle complex, but longer term, it stifles demand for beef. And I think the feedlots, or excuse me, the packing plants are in much better position to protect their workers than they were before. So I don't expect that we'll see packing plant closures like we did before. It's not something that it can be afforded, first of all, but they're just better prepared this time around, one would think. So that's my take here. I do think that bigger, longer picture, the market's got a significant more pressure coming to it, but initially, I think that we're going to get a bounce here, and we have been. We've been able to stabilize, get a little bit of upward momentum, get some short covering going on, but I think that will set us up for some hedging opportunities. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.